This is a dictation from Mr. Ryan Pedit, R-Y-A-N, P like Paul, P-D-I-T. Ryan Pedit, date of birth 1/14/1990, date of accident 5/6/2022, date of service 5/9/2022. It's still presenting in this. Mr. Ryan Pedit, R-Y-A-N-P-E-D-I-T, is here for a follow-up evaluation. Oh, sorry, for a new patient visit. He was involved in an auto accident, and the chief complaints are pain in the upper back, lower back, the neck, pain in both the shoulders, and chest pain. History of automobile accident is described as follows. The patient is involved in accident on 5/6/2022 as follows. The time was 7:30 a.m. and he was driving Equinox 2014 on Beach Delhi and 8 Mile. He was traveling southbound Beach Delhi and he had just turned from the 8 Mile road and was traveling on Beach Delhi southbound. Another driver pulled out of the driveway and hit the front of his driver's side. Entire front end got collapsed. The accident occurred at 35 miles an hour. He himself was traveling at 35 miles an hour. The other car was only at 5 miles an hour. The process of the accident and the impact caused the airbags to be deployed and he was restrained. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient was not taken to the hospital. He went same day with his mom to the emergency room at Beaumont Hospital. He was there for 3 hours. X-ray chest and back was done. They were found to be negative. The patient reports that due to the impact of this accident, the car is totaled and the entire front end is damaged. However, the windshields are okay, the window glasses are okay. Airbag was deployed and other driver got ticketed. Steering wheel, seat belts are okay, they're not broken. There was no direct trauma to the head. And his chest did hit the airbag. And seat belt also caused injury to the chest. After that, the neck whiplashed to the headrest where his head jarred, J-A-R-R-E-D, into the headrest. Patient describes the following symptom. He reports that he is not suffering from any headaches or symptom of TBI. He has no dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, memory, or confusion, disorientation, vision problem, no loss of consciousness, seizures, no incontinence of the urine bowel, sorry, quoted. He describes that he is suffering from seizure pain in the upper back. No neck pain is described, but the upper back and across the shoulder. The left shoulder pain is 10, and is able to do abduction up to 160 degrees without pain. The right shoulder is 9, and is able to do the abduction up to 140 degrees. There is a radiation of pain from on the left upper arm anteriorly. His chest pain is described to be 7 to 8, and the lower back pain is only 3. He can walk up to one block, he can sit up to an hour, stand half an hour, sleep for 45 minutes only. The sleep is greatly affected. He reports that he is feeling a little depressed from this accident, but there are no suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, or anxiety, concentration, mood, or self-worth problem. ADLs that are affected and reported are as follows. Doing the yard work, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Eating, writing, home chores, and reaching into cabinets are affected 8. Rest of the ADLs are not reported affected much. The pains that the patient has described are present continuously, and they are described as shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, and tender, and are from 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in intensity, and ADLs are affected, 9 most of them. The pain also described further as a modified factor, which the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, and driving, while improved by muscle spasm, pills, and lying down. Associated with weakness of the left arm, but there is no numbness, tingling, pins and needle, or blood or bowel incontinence. The patient reports that he has had only plain X-rays, no MRI, CT scan, or any other investigations. Past treatment, patient has had no other treatment except the medication from the hospital. Past medical history and system review, only in respiratory patient has allergies, rest of the system is negative. Past surgical history, none. Allergies to pollen, but no medication. Family history, mother is alive, father is alive, siblings are alive. One sibling has a brain tumor, one brother, and one sister suffers from hypertension. Relationships, patient lives, patient is single and lives with his brother. Employment, patient is a stocking person at a value center market for groceries. He lifts from 30 to 60 pounds of weight and stands all day long. Employment status, he is employed full-time and currently is not working due to the pain. Disability, none. Legal history, patient has no legal action pending, and currently he has no attorneys. Personal history, there is no history of any personal history, no alcohol or smoke or any recreational drugs. Thank you.